Socialist Party demands for school safety testing. PPE and workload cases had fallen in most areas, but the infection rate is already starting to rise sharply. Bubbles will inevitably leak, whether that's around the school, or when friends and siblings meet outside it. Unions must demand immediate, comprehensive testing in schools, where outbreaks have been reported weekly, on-site testing of staff in all schools, to provide real reassurance and clarity about infection risks. All who have to isolate must be supported on full pay, a reliable, community-based testing and tracing system, run through local council and NHS services, not private profiteers hand washing or sanitizing. And face covering should be the rule, but this will not be sufficient to overcome lack of social distancing. Union groups should also resist any pressure to increase workload, for example from longer days or extra duties. Safety first, when cases occur. Health protection, HP, teams are under political pressure to keep schools open. Unions must insist on full and open discussion of risks and precautions, as new guidance says. Escalate action when there is failure to send home all who are in same group / shared a classroom or otherwise had close contact with positive case, whether or not advised by HP team. Escalation could include refusal to attend an unsafe workplace under Section 44 of the Employment Rights Act 1996. If there are two or more cases within 14 days, classed as an outbreak, the whole school should close to allow a full clean and test and trace of the school community. An infection rate exceeding 20 new cases per 100,000 over 7 days already triggers quarantine requirements for international travel. In local areas, this rate should trigger the following measures in schools: return to blended learning, part school, part home, with no classes larger than 15. Detailed national guidance, full government funding, and resources for blended learning. Consultation with staff and parents over priority rotas, reducing physical attendance of students where possible during local lockdowns. Or if the local rate exceeds 50 new cases per 100,000 over 7 days, only priority students should attend school in person. Together we are stronger, coordinate and escalate. Fragmentation and isolation has led to conflicting messages and dangerous practices. Unions must demand central government set clear national guidelines and standards for safety. Demand local authorities do the same for their areas. Demand investment in school facilities to allow schools to remain open safely, extra classrooms, and employing all supply teachers to allow smaller classes. Demand funding for laptops and broadband access for all students to allow blended learning. Reassert a unified national stand on schools. Safety, starting with the NHS 5 tests for school opening, low case count, national parameters for social distancing and PPE, regular testing for all staff and students, whole school testing and isolation strategy, and home working for vulnerable staff, students, and families. Staff and parents under the most pressure are those who feel themselves, or relatives, to be at greater risk of serious outcomes. Individuals must not be left to fight alone. The NHS demanded that vulnerable staff, and staff who live with vulnerable people, must work from home. If a school refuses, the whole union group should say management has failed to account for overall risk. The best way to protect safety is to act together. If school workers feel safety is at risk, meet as a union group to agree your demands for a safe workplace. Contact your branch to support you in escalating action. A ballot for strike action or union backing for Section 44. Write to your national executive members calling on the national union to back the above demands. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on 8 September 2020, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.